Paul, all the guys I heard in the room said that's not your best game. How would you characterize that win?
That's fair. It's a fair characterization.
Didn't show up on the scoreboard, but Nick Ehlers looked, I think most people thought he was, looked like he was a step above tonight.
Well, dynamic, and he really has been. It's been coming in his game. And I think tonight I think in other games he's had some breakaways that haven't gone. It's bothered him, and it's affected his play at times. And tonight I don't think he felt that at all. He was just, the rest certainly did him an awful lot of good because he was real quick and real strong with the puck. So he just has to keep that faith and keep that quickness in his game. The puck's going to go for him, and when it doesn't, he's still going to bang up enough points that he's still in his early in his second year in the NHL. He's a pretty dynamic young man.
You talked about the special teams needing to get better. Obviously, the result's not there tonight. How far are you guys off from being where you would be happy with being?
Statistics aside, how you
want it to look, regardless of results.
I think we got one power play unit. I think that's got a lot to be to look forward to. I think a real good slot shot and a real good backdoor shot on the one unit. Our penalty killing is struggling, to say the least. It's got a ways to go.
Paul, in a game that maybe you didn't play the way you wanted to play, how important or what can it do for a team when things do fall in your favor anyways?
Hey, so that you don't lose your patience in a game and 5-on-5 when you go back. They put an awful lot of shots up, and there would be... The analytics would love the Corsi numbers on the style of game they played. They were shots for 15-6, I think, in many early in that game as well for them. And I knew that it was going to be a struggle a little bit tonight. I didn't think that our PK would play as poorly as it did, but it's good to win ugly.
Toby's been in this league for a long time. Do you have to say anything to him after those kind of penalties, or is it...
Well, two of them, I'm not worried about Toby's penalties. He's not a careless player, and he's not a lazy player by any means.
Paul, what were you able to do in the third period? It seemed like you came out with a different style of game there than in the first two.
I think it takes you a while to get your legs back after it, but we needed the rest. But we were slow for big chunks, and then they got into a bit of a rhythm and a groove. And I think tie in the game, especially after we tied that game, pretty strong. But you could feel it turning for us. I think we finally started to feel good. The players would probably say they felt stronger in the third than they did in the first two, and that's what happens sometimes in these situations. And I think we're going to build off that. That we'll be better next game, and we'll be able to continue to build on it.
Florida generates a lot of shots. Are you pretty happy with Hellebuck's game?
Just pleased with it. I don't think it's not so much the shots that were dangerous. It was a lot of the traffic they drove to the net. And I don't know if you saw the timeout that Tom took the other night in Minnesota. It was pretty clear if you read lips. The point of that was and their skate yesterday and their morning skate was shoot everything and make sure you got a lot of bodies at the net. And they did that. So it was the traffic. After the shot that I thought he was able to hold the line and be strong.
You put Little and Wheeler back together and it pays off in the third period. Are you still looking for something to click with those top five guys, or is it just a luxury that you have that when it's not working, you switch it up and try and spark something?
We've got three kind of veteran guys in that mix, and we've got three younger players. And it's not, I'm not saying that this is the young guys, but on a night where it's not going, I mean, we didn't have a whole lot going with those two lines. You know, Lowry gets the second goal, and I'm going to move them around and just try to find something that catches on. They all like playing with each other, but they all get frustrated if nothing's going, right? And you worry about that because as soon as that frustration sets in with those kind of players, they start doing things with the puck they shouldn't be doing, right? They try to create more, and that doesn't ever work. So we try to make those adjustments, and I mean they're all excited. Shive gets back with Patty and Nikki, and they're excited. And Wheeler and Little get back together, excited, and we'll run that as long as we like it, and we'll change it as soon as we don't.